Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, Desmond?
What's good? What's good? See, I got a couple of gummy bears. Y'all sharing or what?
Yeah, this, you know what I mean? Get your cup of them.
Man. This is like Philly special or what? What we got going on here?
Well, we got a lot of Eagles talk today because we're
okay.
Obviously.
What's going on? Something happened? They trade somebody?
No, just the Eagles.
Somebody pull a hamstring? What the hell happened?
I
need to know.
No, everything's
good. I
need
to know so I can tell my sons for their fantasy football, you know.
Oh, okay.
Your kids. Everybody's into fantasy football,
yeah,
right?
My kids do. I'm like, no, I play real football, son. fantasies here, man.
Now, my co-host, like Reese, is in two fantasy football leagues.
Is he really? Okay. Now, all right. Sweep of the nation, man. He's hot.
Playoffs right now, bye weeks.
He's both playoff, both.
Are you really?
Normally,
how you doing?
Oh, well, listen, last night Julio got me 14 points.
Did he?
So I was good.
Okay.
I would have liked to have had a touchdown.
I mean, you know, of course.
The other team
Bears
didn't.
Be choosy.
I didn't have anybody playing in the other league. So.
All right.
Yeah,
well, congratulations,
I ain't going to brag too much. This is the furthest I've been in 6 years of
don't
doing
jinx
this.
Jinx it, brother.
Yeah, I ain't going to jinx it yet.
We're obviously here in Philadelphia. We're on Radio Row, Army-Navy tomorrow. Great game for the city of Philadelphia. It's great being in the city on one of these weekends. What's the game mean to you? What are your thoughts on doing these when you come here and do this?
You know, let me tell you this. Like, years ago, we never did this, right? Because we would do the Heisman ceremony. Because the Heisman was so big, we would always travel into New York on Friday, do Sports Center hits and things of that nature to hype up the Heisman. And then, you know, Saturday, we would, you know, do some more things in the morning. So everything was built up, everything was building up to that evening when we presented the award. But one day, Coach Corson, not one day, he used to say a couple of times, he said, you know, you got to go to Army-Navy. He said, it's a tradition like no other in college football. He said, that has to be on your bucket list if you're a real college football fan. Which was cute, but hey, I got to work. You know what I mean?
You're Mr.
I mean, it
Heisman.
Sounds great. Yeah, we got to give this thing, somebody got to give this trophy away, right?
Right.
You know, so we finally got the nod that, hey, you know what? They worked it out that we're going to do this Army-Navy game, and then we're going to catch the train, you know, from wherever we're going to be to New York to give out the Heisman. So to be a part of the pageantry of this game is special for us. You know what I mean? You look at the midshipmen, you look at the cadets, and when they're in there for unis and everything, like, this is serious. You see what I'm saying? But then you start talking to the coaches and some of the players. We do the features, and then you understand this is their Iron Bowl. This is their Alabama versus Auburn. This is their the game, Michigan versus Ohio State. But then you look at these, like, these are some of the people that's going to protect our shores, though, man. So this is serious business. But they love football, and they're just as passionate about it as we are. So it's special.
Yeah, I remember the first one I got to do. I want to say it was either 2000 or 2001 down at the Vet. And so we used to do our Saturday morning walkthroughs at the Vets when I was with the Eagles.
Okay.
And that day of the game, all of the servicemen and women were already down there in South Philly.
Right.
Walking around the Vet tour, and they were getting ready for the game. They were getting ready. And so I just remember sitting around waiting just to catch a little bit of it, like you said, because if you're a real college football fan, you want to at least experience
it's special.
Having that game in the stadium that I play in also, I mean, you got to take advantage of it when it's going to be there. So I made sure I got a little glimpse of it. My dad was in the Marines.
So
he wasn't necessarily in the Army or Navy, but he certainly served his country. And so I wanted to make sure that I got a little glimpse of that thing.
Exactly. I'm the same way. My oldest brother spent 25 years in the Air Force.
Okay.
Oh, so, you know, so it was really special, special.
Joined by Desmond Howard here live at Radio Row, John Marks, Ike Reese, 94 WIP. You played in the pros. You play, you know, you're Big Ten. Ike, Michigan State, we'll talk about that in a second. But what are your memories of Philly?
And
when I'm thinking, coming in here playing at the Vet, or you didn't play at the Link, did you? Probably just the vet. No, just the vet. So the good memories that I would have of you would probably be bad memories of that you have at the vet. What was it like coming in here and playing in that stadium, man, in the city?
It was a stadium that you hated for several reasons. It should have been illegal, first of all, to play on that green concrete that they had. It was like, wow, the NFL is really allowing this? This is awful.
Felt just like this,
exactly,
didn't it?
Exactly, but they painted it green. Ridiculous. And then, obviously, the fans are like no other. Maybe the Raider fans are kind of on that same level.
I was going to say, you played out there in the black hole.
Yeah,
baby,
yeah.
So you know what that's like.
Gotta love the silver and black, man. But so that's what jumps out at me when you mention that.
Listen, you mentioned the game, Michigan, Ohio State. You had the Iron Bowl a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Army Navy is really one of those underrated rivalry games.
Yeah, definitely.
That doesn't necessarily get the attention from casual sports fans.
Exactly.
We know it's a big deal.
Right, right.
Nationally, but rivalry games. Just talking about the importance of getting up.
Yeah.
For those games and what it means to be in those type of rivalry games.
Well, it means a lot. I mean, you know, when you sign your letter of intent to go to wherever school you're going to go to, or you decide to go to one of the military services, then you understand that once you put on that helmet, those shoulder pads, and that uniform, that this game, that rivalry game, is the one that's circled on the calendar. And when you're done playing 5, 10, 25 years out of the game, that's the one that when you guys get together, you talk about. That's the one that when fans see you, they ask you about. I mean, because it's a special game, and there's no two ways around it. So it's very relevant.
What was your record against Ohio State?
I never lost against Ohio State. Any game I had anything to do with Ohio State, we won.
And I didn't even finish the question.
Undefeated.
He knew.
Quick.
What
undefeated.
About Michigan State?
They cheated one game. And they cheated. But you know, the thing about it is, like, they were so happy that they cheated and won that game.
How'd
they were so
cheat?
Proud of the moment.
Well, I know exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about the
– And they boast about it. Like, okay, we cheated, we won. I'm like,
We didn't necessarily cheat. The refs didn't call. They just didn't call.
No, he cheated. The refs just didn't call.
They didn't call it.
You can steal and not get caught, but you didn't steal.
You're still a thief.
He's talking about pass interference.
That's Michigan State education. So he said, I stole it. But I ain't get caught, so I ain't really stealing.
So this is how Michigan people are, right?
And I'm not going to even do it to him. I'm not going to even do it to him because I know it hurts him. It hurts him right now. As a proud Michigan alum.
I got a Heisman.
You don't know. Yeah,
he went straight to the Heisman.
Yeah, after that,
I
said, you know what? I can never leave it in the ref's hands again. I know I got to do what I got to do. And so I never left in the rough hands again, and I won a Heisman. I tell you, that was a pivotal moment in my life that helped me turn something negative into a positive. I thank them for it.
I will say this as it pertains to you winning the Heisman. You brought that. You brought the Heisman pose.
Yes, sir.
You the first person I'd ever seen do it. Made it popular
for
people who are in the Heisman race.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's something you can certainly say
yourself,
University of Michigan, contributed to college football over the last 40 years.
Not
a whole lot else has been contributed from a football standpoint.
How many Heisman trophies would come out of
Michigan
East
State?
Lansing?
I don't think any.
How many national championships?
I think we got four.
Jim Harbaugh didn't get the memo.
Not since the 60s. Not since the 60s.
I'm just saying.
I feel you there.
All right.
The last 10 years have been tough for y'all, though, right?
Yeah, we had some bad coaches, but now we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cyclical. It's no problem with that, man.
It's cyclical.
Hey, at the end of the day, which team's going to a better bowl game?
Oh, no, he went there on me.
Facts only. That's all
the coaches are fighting over it.
Hashtag facts only.
I like it though.
Are you talking about the Heisman at all?
I could talk about it. I just got a gag order about who I voted for.
Okay.
You know
oh, okay.
Yeah.
But so, you got so good chances, man. Tough year this year. I will say this year, though, Desmond, it's a tough year. I mean, I know who I think is going to win. I think Baker's going to win it.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you can't comment on it, off the field things.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing I'm thinking. If he doesn't win it, that would be the thing that hurts him. Some of that off the field stuff.
Right.
How much of that does go into sort of picking the Heisman?
Well, let me start here. We have way too many Heisman Trophy voters.
Okay.
Way too many people voting for the Heisman. That's the biggest issue I have with the Heisman right now. So then you gotta think, okay, well, how many people will that affect? And how many people are like, they don't care about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For me, especially as a winner, as a member of that fraternity, that affects me. You know what I mean? That there's no room for that. That shouldn't happen.
Right.
So that's how I look at that.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's fair.
It's fair. Hey, especially coming from a winner.
Yeah, and everyone yeah. should, you know, you should look at that and it should affect you. You know? Yeah, I don't think that you should say, that's nothing. No, that's something, especially if a guy has a history of having issues, some sort of issues, you know.
No doubt about it. Last thing, Roger Goodell got an extension making $200 million a year. He's already made more money than Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in less time. As a former player, as a guy that never had guaranteed contracts, what is your opinion on the commissioner making that much money and it's guaranteed?
Well, I guess he's like the CEO of a billion-dollar company. So, I mean, he's like getting a little small fraction of that billion-dollar company, right? And, you know, they voted for it, so I guess
sure
it's all good, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if any other CEO got that type of money who ran a billion-dollar company, I don't think no one would be up in arms. I think that's what you need to do. If you really want to sit there, and I'm not saying, you know, he's been the best commissioner. You know, he's made mistakes. You know, he hasn't been perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, he's paid to obviously be able to make these guys money, to make this business flourish. Mm-hmm. And I don't look at the numbers. If you guys know them, you may probably know better than me. I'm a college football guy, so I don't really pay that close attention to the NFL, how much money they make. But I think obviously based on the money that they're making, that most of the owners are really okay with him still guiding this ship because they're still making money.
Except Jer, Big Jer, he's not happy, but. You know.
It's my Jerry Jones.
Yeah, Jerry Jones isn't happy. But
Jerry ain't making money, man.
Oh, he's making money.
Jerry's
making a ton of money. He's just fighting with the commission. Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.